You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
However, we are joined with very, very special guest, Luke, from the Phoenix Foundation, to talk about their latest single, Vampire Class. Hey, man, how are you?
Good, how are you going?
I'm good, thanks. So, congrats. Vampire Class was released last Friday. How does it feel to have it out?
Pretty good, actually. We sort of started recording an album almost two years ago, and it's just taking us forever because of, having to pay the rent and things like that.
True.
It's actually been around for a while, this track. And it's always nice to just finally finish something and have it see the light of day. And people seem to be digging it. So that's good.
Yeah, true. That's always good. How long have you been working on it for?
Vampire Class, not as long as the rest of it, but yeah. I think it's been ready. It's actually also just been ready for ages, like probably about 3 months since it was finished.
Oh, crazy.
And that's quite a weird feeling as well, just like waiting around, because like, I don't know, we had to have the video, we had to get the video made, and we wanted sports team to do it, and they were busy with their fancy feature film that the Weed Eaters, that seems to be doing very, very well for them. I don't know. I don't really know why it took so long for us to put it out, but we sort of seem to be doing things at a glacial pace of late, and it's all right. It is what it is. It's True. Fine.
It's fine. It's fine. What inspired this track?
Well, so Sam, often in the Phoenix Foundation, or sometimes in the Phoenix Foundation, it's a pretty collaborative process, but everyone sort of comes in with some ideas. But this one is pretty much Sam just wrote it.
Yeah.
And I think he was quite excited by it. And I think it's just, it's just a response to the sort of billionaire madness of our times, and specifically reading about this guy, I think his name is Brian Johnson, which is very similar to the name of the singer of AC/DC, but it's not the same guy.
Yeah.
And he calls himself, or maybe he's been called, an immortality influencer. So he's a billionaire or a guy's got hundreds of millions of dollars, so he doesn't have to do anything but try to become immortal, which he's doing by having a very strange diet. I'm not sure if he goes outside.
Mm-hmm.
I think he has like strange, those kind of pods that the weird rich people seem to have at their house for like controlled atmosphere sleeping. And the weirdest thing that he does is it's not exactly drinking his son's blood, but it's like drinking or injecting his son's plasma, which is taken from his son's blood. So he's just a
gross,
cool, normal guy.
Yeah, it's
just totally normal.
Yeah, it's a little bit insane.
And like, if you thought that, if you're listening to that and you're thinking to yourself, maybe he isn't that cool, recently he did a live stream with Mr. Beast and the CEO of Salesforce, some kind of online shopping thing. He did a live stream of himself tripping on mushrooms, DJ'd by Grimes,
which
talking about immortality. So again, nothing weird going on there, all totally cool, normal stuff.
Yeah, just completely normal, super fun, chill afternoon, really. That's insane.
Yeah.
What a crazy concept to write a song about.
Yeah, I mean, I reckon, maybe even 5 years ago, I probably just would have been like, that's not real, is it? That guy's not doing that? What the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
We do live, I know that it's talked about a lot, but we do live in there's a very, very weird time at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
And it's hard not to be affected by it, I think.
Mm. Yeah. some people are affected in different ways, and this guy's chosen to inject blood, which is interesting.
And he's clearly never heard the Queen song "Who Wants to Live Forever." Maybe he's never even seen Highlander. He doesn't understand how terrible it is to be immortal.
True. I wonder if he's got any like plans for being immortal, or like, I don't know.
I mean, yeah, he probably doesn't really need to have plans.
True. Yeah. Anyway, back to the song. What was the writing process like for you guys for this one? So obviously you had this like crazy inspiration, and then you said earlier that Sam wrote most of it and just brought it to you. Like, how did you go from...
Yeah, it's pretty much a finished song.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's sort of like, we've been a band a really, 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 really long time. Mm. Not a really, 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 really long time, but like a really long time.
Yeah, a significant
And we were teenagers in the 90s and we were really into the Pixies and shit like that. And it's funny how, I mean, we're into all sorts of music. But it hasn't actually been often that the band has released music that sounds like what we were into in those days, and some of the stuff that's closest to our hearts, which is the Pixies, and Pavement, and just kind of classic, I guess indie, but that word's the meaning of that word's changed a bit in recent times, but anyway, I think we just sort of went, let's just lean into a little bit of where we come from, which is just 90s alternative rock. And so we just kind of went for it, really, with this one. Often we look for some kind of interesting different angle. And this time, I guess the interesting different angle is that we didn't bother looking for that. And we just went, let's just play it pretty straight this time. Mm. And I think, you know, the lyrics Sam wrote are really good. The songs, he's written a good song, so you can get away with just doing a very simple arrangement.
Yeah.
I hope.
You get away with it. It's a good song. It's chill. It's cool. It's catchy.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
And you can kind of, you can hear, like, the Pavement, like, I like, want to say indie as well, but, like, yeah. Yeah, you can hear that in it as well.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Mission accomplished.
You've also released a music video alongside this track. Tell us a little bit about that and like how it was filming that and bringing the story together, I guess.
So that's made by Sports Team.
Yeah.
They've done a lot of videos of late, and we like them, and we like them as people, and we ask them to make the video. But we were like, look, we've got a little bit of a concept. How are you guys with working with a band who've got a pre-existing concept? And they were like, depends on what it is. And we basically just said, you know, a little bit inspired by a day in the life of immortality influencer Brian Johnson, and they put a little bit of their own spin on it. I think that we were seeing it more as sort of a cold surgical very strange feeling video of this sort of very odd looking guy, but they put a little bit more of a comedic spin on it, and I think that that's great. And, it was fine for the rest of us because we didn't really have to do anything. I mean, I think I got filmed for about, the rest of us were there for about an hour, and Sam was shooting for 2 days. So, I guess we owe him.
Yeah, true.
And of course there's the guest star of the video, which is Sam's son, Gus, who plays the young Sam, because what happens in the video, if you haven't seen it, is Sam is basically given a whole bunch of tasks to find eternal youth, and Well, I guess you have to see the video, actually.
Yeah, keep it a surprise. Keep it a surprise.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to... Yeah.
Yeah.
No spoilers. Apparently, I'm pretty bad at spoiling...
Oh.
...spoiling films, so I'll shut up this time.
Right. Well, this might be the perfect question to ask you then, is what's next for Phoenix Foundation?
We've probably got about 12 to 15 unfinished tracks, and...
Yeah.
Hopefully, we will finish them in a goodly fashion, and then there'll be an album. It'll be our 8th album.
Crazy.
And funnily enough, you know, or like most of the rest of our albums, got all sorts of shit on there, including a few kind of strangely dancey numbers, although they're depressing. It's, you know, if they're party numbers, they're depressing party numbers. Mm. But that's a pretty... I mean, I quite like a depressing party anyway, so...
Right, yeah. Nice.
Mm.
How does it feel to be back releasing music? Because the last stuff you guys released was in 2023. So how does it feel to be able to be like, yeah, we're releasing more stuff?
Yeah, well, you know, we've just been working on it the whole time.
True, so...
I'd like to be doing more gigs. That's the one kind of bummer of the band slowing down a little bit, is that... I think we spent about 15 years touring New Zealand and other places, and I got used to playing lots of gigs, and I like playing gigs, and the band's good at playing gigs.
Yeah.
And we play very rarely. We're playing a New Year's Eve gig in Wellington with a band that's been around even longer than us,
yeah,
which is Fur Patrol, so that's...
Oh, yo. Yeah.
That'll be cool. And then other than that, I don't know. Hopefully the album will be out at some point. But I'm not making any promises of when. Let's say April. Let's say April or May, we're going to have album number 8.
Very exciting. That's super sick. Definitely something to look forward to.
Yes. Yes. Well, for some people.
For some people. True. Was there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
I just want to shout out to, the Duckins and the Turtle Hearts of Dunedin, the coolest young bands in Dunedin at the moment. So it's just shout out to Frank and Jimmy. Actually, I think maybe the Duckins are finished now, so just shout out to Frank and Jimmy pretty much.
Yeah, nice.
Frank and Jimmy Muir, shout out to you guys.
Hell yeah. Thank you so much for coming on. It's been lovely to chat
with you. Thank you for
having me. We got Vampire Class queued up next. Keep it locked on the one. I hope you enjoy.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.